Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We've had film premieres coming out of our ears over the past few weeks, so it's very fitting that Ben McKechnie, our film guru, is here to join us tonight on Open House. Got a lot to get through, so let's jump straight into it. Welcome back to Open House, Ben.
Oh, Lee, it's a pleasure to set sail with you this evening.
It's kind of like that. This is the anniversary today of the sinking of the Titanic, 100 years on. We've got Titanic 3D hitting the cinemas.
That's right. Yeah, the Titanic movie, the movie that, you know, was the biggest thing since sliced bread, was about 10 years ago, 12
yes, it
years
was.
Ago.
Yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, James Cameron directed it. Everybody went to see it, apart from me. I actually haven't seen all of Titanic.
Wow.
I've seen bits of it, but I haven't actually seen the whole
thing. Even I've seen it.
Like every other person in the world seems to have seen it apart from myself.
Yeah.
But yes, Titanic 3D is back. I'm considering going to go see it on the big screen. Well, maybe. But
I'm intrigued. Why haven't you gone to see it?
Well, it's not, you know how different people have different things that, you know, they just don't do certain things? Titanic seems to be, has become that thing for me where at the time I wasn't that interested when it came out.
Yeah.
And I've seen it a couple of times on DVD, but I've watched up until the bit where the boat sinks, and then I'm usually asleep or I'm off doing something because it's 3 hours long, and okay. I just haven't actually seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I may rectify that in the next couple of weeks, but I thought it was to do the film some sort of justice, like to point out it's back, it's in 3D, it's in cinemas now if people want to go to it. But it also fits in with a nautical theme that's happening at cinemas elsewhere with the release this week of Battleship. And then a few weeks ago, a kids' movie called The Pirates also came out.
Yeah.
So I figured we might as well talk about those.
Yeah, so Battleship first, a sci-fi film.
Yeah, and look, this is based on the board game Battleship. Battleship is the board game.
Board like, game?
Remember the board game? Where you had the grids and you had the screens. And you put your little battleship on and you had those little missiles that were sinking the battleship and all that.
Yeah.
It's a movie based on that, I kid you not.
With Rihanna in it.
With Rihanna, the singer,
and
also a guy called Taylor Kitsch, who was in John Carter of Mars that came out a couple of months ago. This is from a director called Peter Berg, who made Hancock a number of years ago, but it actually looks a lot like a Michael Bay movie. Michael Bay is the guy responsible for everything from Pearl Harbor to Transformers. Michael Bay is one of the biggest directors of like escapist mainstream action the world's ever seen. Mm. And Battleship is a little bit like Transformers meets Independence Day, or like Top Gun meets Pearl Harbor. It has got battleships and it has got aliens, as you mentioned at the start. It's a sci-fi movie. So the way they translated a board game to screen is they've just put Navy vessels up against aliens. There you go. That's your story.
So what the
that's
critics
like four
think...
four words, isn't it, to describe a movie?
Yes.
Battleships versus aliens.
What the critics say?
The critics aren't saying very much. Or actually, what? No, they are saying a lot, but it's not very good.
Hmm.
Look, it's just the film... And I tend to be with them, but the film just takes itself way too seriously for this kind of thing. Again, go back to the part about where it's based on a board game and it's about battleships versus aliens. And I'm just amazed in this day and age you still get films that are really quite straight-faced when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And people in the film just take it way too seriously that there are aliens invading Earth and they just don't seem to notice how funny that is. So Battleship, it goes on a bit. There's big explosions like you tend to get in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But overall... for me, the seriousness just got to me. And then also, it becomes quite a patriotic advertisement for American military power the longer it goes on as well. It just gets a bit corny.
Sounds like it's got about everything but Lassie in it.
And everything from just waving the American flag all the way through it.
Yeah.
You have to resist the urge to keep saying stuff like battleship sunk or... you know, dives in the deep end, that kind of thing. You've got to resist those kind of jokes as you're going through it.
Very good.
For those playing at home that are interested in any kind of God-related content that happens in movies, Battleship, at one stage on the radars in one of the ships, there's like a sign posted above it that says, "In God we trust, but everyone else we track." And then there's also this really interesting comment made at the start of the movie between two brothers that one of the brothers is irresponsible, but of course he goes through to be the hero of the day. But the irresponsible brother, the older brother, who's more responsible, says to the irresponsible brother, who could I put a call into to teach you humility? And that, for me, got me thinking for the rest of the movie about, wow, that's a really interesting line to say to someone about teaching them humility and where would you go for that? And you know, who would you place a call to? I found when battleships were being sunk, I was actually thinking about who am I going to call about humility. So it's a handy thing that we've got the Gospels, and we've got a lot of what Jesus says about humility, because I find that remarkably helpful. So as opposed to just calling on Jesus by my phone, at least I can go to the Bible and see what he says about humility. So it actually made me want to stand up through Battleship and yell at the screen, just call Jesus. But I restrained myself.
Again.
Too weak and sinless, I restrained myself from doing that.
Yeah. Let's move on to an animation. The Pirates Band of Misfits. Take us through that one.
Yeah, this is from a studio, an English studio called Aardman, who are most famous for Wallace and Gromit. Yeah. They also made Chicken Run as well. So this is that studio that makes the claymation movie.
Very clever.
The movie's made out of like plasticine. That's like stop motion, but very slick and very fluid. Like it's beautiful looking animation. Mm. But I struggled a bit with Pirates. It's a weird one. Like it is about pirates, and the lead pirate is voiced by Hugh Grant, and it's a pretty complicated story. It's a really hard one to boil down. But basically, it's about pirates back in the oldie times. And this pirate, the pirate captain, wants to be the number one pirate in the world and then goes off to try to achieve that. And then along the way on his, I was going to say adventures, but it's more like his plundering and his looting and all that kind of thing, he runs into Charles Darwin and then becomes involved with Charles Darwin and a scientific convention in London, and then somehow ends up having to rescue a dodo bird.
Of all things.
What? So it was just kind of baffling. And like I was in the cinema with a lot of kids, and the kids, probably the youngest was around, I'd say, 8 or 9, and then the older ones were in their teen years. Not many of them seem to be into it. It's not a terribly funny film, which I don't quite understand when you're making this sort of entertainment, why it's not funnier. Mm. And a lot of the humor is actually very adult, and adult in a kind of creepy way that for me just doesn't sit right with the audience that they're pitching at. So the Charles Darwin stuff alone just doesn't make a lot of sense in a kids' movie. Like, kids are never going to get what that's about. Mm. But there's bizarre asides made about how Charles Darwin wants to get a girlfriend, and a couple of things this pirate captain says are just a little bit dodgy about just the innuendo that's going on with it.
It's been planted there.
But really, the main issue is just, who is this movie for?
Yeah.
And why? And also, why are pirates entertaining? I think that's more the question.
Good question.
It's like I'm not a fan of Pirates of the Caribbean. It's the first one. I thought it was really, really good. But it's I think a more interesting question goes beyond that. There was a movie out last year called Despicable Me. Also, another cartoon. This was a cartoon. And there was another one called Megamind. Both of those were about villains. So the hero of the film, quote-unquote, was a villain, a supervillain. And this happens again in Pirates, where you're getting someone who is pronouncedly a villain being put in the traditional hero role. And that messes with my mind enough, let alone with kids.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit baffled by this as entertainment, and I'm not trying to sound like the censor police, and I'm not trying to shoot down kind of all forms of entertainment that, you know, mess with traditional concepts.
No.
But I'm a bit baffled, and Pirates does it again, where it puts this person who clearly is doing criminal acts and wants to, and like that's their whole life and purpose, and you're actually meant to feel empathy for them.
And as a kid as well, I think your point is right. You've got to know your audience.
That's right. I was about to say, I'm going to ship off and ahoy hoy and land ho, et cetera. I had to get all that in before we signed off.
Aye, aye. See you, Ben. See you soon.
Man, I think I should have saved that up all week. Good one. I'll speak to you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.